Persuasion. How to use psychology to influence human behavior. Your practical guide to motivational speech, assertive communication, and nervous system regulation. Written by Timothy Gardner. Chapter 1. What is the inner eye and how does it influence others? The inner eye, or third eye, has been a part of Hindu tradition, Taoism, Chinese tradition, and some sects of Christianity since the very beginning. For ages, the third eye has coincided with a gateway to inner realms and higher consciousness. It is a symbol of higher being, of finding that eternal and coveted place of enlightenment. But more than anything, the inner eye is about knowing. It's about seeing what others cannot, seeing in others what others cannot even see in themselves. Simply put, the inner eye is a powerful mediator of change. It is no surprise, then, that those with developed inner eyes are called seers. Of course, the inner eye is more than some figurative organ. Hinduism locates this inner eye, or pineal eye, near the middle of the forehead, right above the eyebrows. It is called the pineal eye because many traditions connect it to the pineal gland. In short, the pineal gland is a singular and small part of our brain. It regulates melatonin, the crucial hormone responsible for waking and sleeping. It also works in harmony with thirst, hunger, sexual desire, and our biological clocks. By optimizing your pineal eye, you can very well slow the aging process. Amazingly, the pineal gland does more than even this. It is also believed responsible for the release of DMT, or dimethyltryptamine. DMT is released in large forms when we are born and die, and is an important agent of hallucinogenic and revelatory experiences. Taking this chemical in drug form is associated with intense and vivid journeys. Basically, the inner eye or pineal eye is connected to a whole range of feelings, experiences, attitudes, and behaviors, many believed unconscious. By channeling this inner eye, we are essentially sensitizing ourselves to otherwise unconscious processes. What this means is that we begin to see beyond normal vision. It is no surprise, then, that many seers, shamans, and other individuals have used their third eyes to see beyond the mere physical realm. Of course, you don't have to be a shaman or mystic to unlock the power of the inner eye. Every person has the capacity to supercharge his or her inner eye. It is a meta-organ that works by drawing upon the five traditional senses in order to overlay normal physical people, places, and things with new meaning. If any of this sounds too mystical and unscientific, consider this: the inner eye is like your unconscious. In many ways, we perceive things without conscious thought. We scratch our arm when we have an itch, turn our head when we hear a sound, whip our wheel, and slam the brakes when something goes wrong on the road. If you take the time to think about it, there are numerous instances in everyday life where we aren't really consciously thinking. Much of living is a sort of autopilot. When we talk about having a gut feeling, we are essentially describing the physical manifestation of our unconscious. When we get a certain feeling about somebody, or start to get nervous, or excited, or have an inexplicable feeling of dread, our unconscious mind is giving us a cue. Sometimes thoughts seem to just pop in our head. A lot of people may wish to discredit the third eye, because these people want to speak of what is fact and what is not. But this begs the question, what is fact? By virtue of the